It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for this next week's Farm Futures Business Summit. It'll be taking place Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th, at Iowa City, Iowa, where you'll have the opportunity to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities, and learn from other farmers and ranchers from all over the country, too, some of the best producers on the planet. It's a two-day conference with 18 idea-packed learning sessions. The Farm Futures Business Summit will be at Iowa City this coming Thursday and Friday. Truly the one winter meeting you don't want to miss. I hear the sign-up has been excellent, but there's still room for you. Go to the website to get all the details and to sign up. FarmFuturesSummit.com is the website. We often hear of a tragedy involving someone, but we don't always get some important details about their life. Such is the case of the 18-year-old young woman killed Wednesday while driving in her pickup truck on Interstate 65 in southeastern Indiana. It was near Jeffersonville when a left rear wheel came off of another pickup going the other direction. It bounced over the highway median and landed on the cab of the truck driven by Olivia Custis. Her family is preparing for the young lady's funeral this next week. In her obituary, we read the kind of things you might expect to learn about a teenage girl. She loves animals, has a beautiful smile, has bright green eyes. In her leisure time, Olivia loved horseback riding and caring for her horse, Buddy. And then you read deeper, and you learn that Olivia was serving as a lance corporal in the United States Marine Corps, where her superior officers say they'll remember Olivia Louise Custis for her straightforward, down-to-earth attitude and her willingness to help anyone who needed it. From This Week in Agribusiness, farm organizations wanting to keep the younger farmers engaged in association work may want to remember that just belonging isn't enough for the millennial farmer. That's what University of Kentucky expert Ken Culp III points out. He said such groups like Farm Bureau need to remember the younger growers want to be part of some cause, not just some group. He made the comments in an interview with me for This Week in Agribusiness, our television show that you can see this weekend on RFD-TV and some 120 local TV stations. Come fall, this wintry weekend could yield something else, in addition to snow and ice. 9 months from now, there might be an uptick in births. People have studied this. They say the increase is solely the result of couples with too much time on their hands. Others speculate there may be a genetic component that increases the fertility rate when the human body senses a threat to the species' survival during an extreme weather event or a catastrophe. Alleged baby booms have been associated with the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Super Bowl celebrations, the federal government shutdown, and mass blackouts. Now just remember, while not the Super Bowl this weekend, there will be those football games. And some of the heartland will be experiencing blizzard conditions, and we do have a partial government shutdown. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.